Like the United States, Great Britain is contemplating changes in civil rights to give the government more power to arrest and detain suspected terrorists. Home Secretary David Blunkett, who is taking the lead on new legislation, was quoted in the New York Times on Sunday about the need for changes. He said, "We can live in a world with airy-fairy civil liberties and believe the best in everybody, and they then destroy us." Warren Hoge is the New York Times London Bureau Chief, and he joins us now by telephone. Warren, as I understand it, the government wants the power to arrest and detain suspected terrorists, even uncooperative witnesses, for 6 months with no charges, no trials, and the possibility of adding another 6 months or another 6 months if they want to.
That's correct, Linda. Though it's a very small group, Mr. Blunkett has now explained, it's people who have committed terror acts abroad and who have come to Britain seeking asylum, something it's easy to do here. Even if you've been convicted, as a couple of these people who are now here have been, of terror kinds of crimes in the country from which you came. So they devised that part of this law for detentions aimed at foreigners who are here who they cannot deport.
Does this represent any kind of major change in the power that the government now has to arrest and detain without trial?
It does represent a major change. And in fact, Britain has had to seek an opt-out from the European Human Rights Law, which now governs here in Britain.
Is there any particular thing that they're singling out? I mean, any particular area that's worrisome or a cause for concern?
The area that was singled out was the area of these detentions without right of trial, because they reminded people of internment, which is a dirty word in this society. Internment is what the British did to the Irish during the three decades of the so-called Troubles in Ireland. It's viewed by almost everybody as being a colossal failure from the standpoint of violation of civil liberties to the standpoint of effectiveness. It basically created more Republican rebels than it put into jail.
Does the British government start from a different point than the United States government does in terms of looking into the lives of its citizens or restricting their civil liberties?
The British government already had more right to look into the lives of its citizens. It's my impression here that civil liberties are not quite so zealously guarded in this society as they are in the United States. And I think that's why Britons, by and large, have not complained about this new anti-terrorism legislation. This legislation, by the way, was introduced last week and is being rushed through Parliament. It will be law almost certainly by Christmas time. And there have been various voices raised, but the impression you get from reading newspapers, listening to radio interviews, that sort of thing, is that by and large, citizens here are willing to put up with seeing some of their freedoms and liberties limited in order to feel secure on their streets.
Warren Hoge, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Warren Hoge is the London Bureau Chief of the New York Times. We reached him at his office in London.